It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida couple gets wet and wild with a quirky car wash wedding.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Banner Fuel. All right, Kev.
This is an odd group in the fact that I don't think there are a lot of chips and salsa lovers. I think Monty likes them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jay loves them.
Love it.
He loves them so much he'd marry them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that same boat. Producer Steve, I don't know how you feel about chips and salsa.
I like a good chip and salsa.
Okay.
Just one?
Because I know you don't like spicy stuff very much.
Yeah, well, as long as it's mild.
Yeah.
And okay. Yeah, maybe two,
he considers
maybe three.
Ketchup salsa, Kevin, so it's fine.
That is correct. And then these two guys over here.
I like potato chips and dip, but not chips and salsa.
No salsa, yeah.
Yeah, no salsa. Right.
And I don't like Doritos and stuff like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
really?
Bruce likes chips and...
I just like potato chips.
Spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. Oh, corn chips, too.
What?
Okay. Are you just going to name all the chips you like?
I guess so. Just...
We've got time. I mean, I can keep going.
No,
I'm
done.
Down the grocery aisle.
Okay.
Warren, like, what's your favorite chip, like, if you had a chance...
A potato chip. Plain potato
just
chip.
Like a Lay's?
Yeah, yeah.
In the yellow bag?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just the regular old school.
Plain old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Used to be Bluebell, but I don't think they make them anymore.
They used to be blue?
And the Bluebell.
Oh, Bluebell.
Remember those?
Oh, I don't know that one.
No, yes, I do.
And the reason I did like the Bluebells is because a lot of them were kind of overdone, dark.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Oh, so they're a little more. Yeah. Okay.
Do you like the kettle chips?
Yes, I do. They're really crunchy, aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
See, I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Okay.
As
wow.
Stop. Don't say it. No, if you're going to laugh like that, you're not going to say another word.
Absolutely.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Clam dip. Clam dip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love clam dip.
What is wrong with you? Of all the dips to choose?
Warren, I'll admit.
What?
I remember as a
so
kid
gross.
Eating clam dip and thinking, wow, why do I like that?
Well, Lori makes a homemade clam dip.
Oh, okay.
Wow, right. Is it good. Yeah. And then there's a seven-layer bean dip
for
or
sure.
Something. Seven.
Yes, yeah, seven-layer
dip. I like
dip.
That. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I like that pretty good, yeah.
Well, that's pretty spicy for you, mister.
Yeah, I know.
Calm
is,
down.
Is clam dip exactly what I think it is?
It is.
Probably
okay.
Is.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of clams.
It's prepared with clams, sour cream or cream cheese, and seasonings.
Yeah.
Very. It's a very strong flavor.
As long as we're just... doing all the things that Warren likes to eat.
Yeah, let's.
How do you feel about clam chowder?
Oh, I love it.
How do you feel about ice cream, Warren?
Love it.
How about
Sunday, National Ice Cream Day?
Love it.
When it's going to be 106 degrees.
Not hot fudge, though. Just regular Hershey's chocolate.
Man is
you don't
persnickety.
Like hot fudge?
No way.
Why not?
I don't know. It just I just
so like, do you like chocolate sauce,
yes.
But you don't like hot fudge?
Correct.
Bruce, are you agreeing with this?
Oh, I can do hot fudge every once in a while.
Just not, it's not your favorite?
Not my, no.
What? How about like just a chocolate syrup type?
Oh, yeah.
What about clam ice cream?
I'd try it.
What is happening here?
Mm. Well, we originally were going to do news, and then Warren just kept talking about all the food that he
had. I'm sorry.
And so I just,
you mean he?
Kind of newsworthy.
Wanted to keep going. Did you hear me say Sunday was National Ice Cream Day?
I thought you meant a Sunday on Sunday.
No.
Okay.
This coming Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. It's going to be 107 degrees here.
Yeah.
So get perfect. Yourself some ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good day for it, but you better eat it inside because it's going to melt.
Eat fast.
Now, let me tell you the news.
Gosh, great,
okay.
Kev.
Okay.
Someone snacking on chips and salsa by a pool seems like an okay idea, right?
Sure, why not?
I've had it before, yeah.
Except for when you're not supposed to have any sort of food like that in the pool area.
Okay.
At the Rosemary Recreation Complex.
Mm.
This was in Needham, Massachusetts. Unfortunately, they dropped the jar of salsa.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
It broke.
Uh-oh.
It went into the pool.
Oh no.
It went into all... First of all, salsa in the pool has to look disgusting.
Oh, gosh.
You could get murdered.
Right,
that does not look good. The glass started getting into the filters, and so they had to get everyone out of the pool.
No glass in the pool area. How many times I got to tell you?
Yeah, over and over.
They had to close the pool.
Oh, yeah.
The cleanup estimate is?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say the same as Prime Day, $14.2 billion.
$20,000.
Oh, I was off a little bit.
Now they will have to drain the 220,000-gallon pool, power wash, vacuum it, all before refilling the pool, doing all the necessary chemicals.
Terrible.
And making sure that the filter system is all safe and that shards of glass aren't going to be flying into children's bodies.
Yes. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
Or as they said, we have to make sure that they can float, that, you know, people will be able to enjoy the pool and glass will not be floating into someone's eye, someone's mouth, or into their lungs.
What?
Holy cow.
Pretty glass serious. Sinks.
It is very serious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're not there because we can still swim here. Has anybody, would you think that we'd be busy or not busy, the local pools, when it's 107? Is it too hot to go to the pool?
I don't think so.
You're still okay, right? Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, the kids aren't going to care. They just jump in the pool.
Yeah, because they can't swim because they're all just standing in there, just like.
Yeah, just cooling off. Just,
It'd be like
sardines in a can?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, let's hear it for sardines in a can.
Do you like those?
Put that on a chip.
No, I don't.
What do you like that's in a can?
Lori likes tuna. Tuna fish.
You like tuna fish?
Okay.
It's like dealing with a kindergartner. Yeah. Mommy likes tuna. My dad went to the store one day.
Yeah, tuna.
One day I tied my shoes.
Pickles in your tuna?
Yes. Dill.
Oh, yeah.
Dill.
Oh, dill pickles.
And do you like sweet pickles?
They're okay on peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
and a little bit of onion, chopped up onion in there too.
Huh. Finely chopped or coarsely chopped?
Kind of finely.
So peanut butter, onion, and sweet pickle. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not the onion, just peanut butter, sweet pickle.
Where's the onion?
Yeah, where was the onion part?
That was in the tuna.
Okay, we just move on.
I need a scorecard on the menu.
Yeah, I got a headache. It's
like, Monty needs some Advil.
I cannot keep up with the menu going on here today. Here comes Alan Jackson. He dropped a load of salsa.
Yeah.
Lots rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecues, I said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. When the CB rang with the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there. Just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I went to hang a picture at my house the other day, and I don't have a hammer.
Kevin James.
I think I have more tools on my hip than you have in your house.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final stories brought to you by Reflections by Owsley and Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin James.
I'm just going to say a name, and I want to hear what pops into your mind first.
Mm-hmm.
For Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. What pops in your mind, Monty?
Nothing.
A tall, blonde guy with glasses.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that right?
Hmm. What do you
what
got?
What pops into your mind, Bruce? Well,
I recognize the name. I can't think what he looks like, though.
Okay. Mm. All right. Does Steve get to play this game, too?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Anthony Edwards, Steve, what pops in your mind?
Basketball player.
Yeah, Timberwolves would be what I would say.
Oh. Okay, well, that is a real bummer for 62-year-old Anthony Edwards. The first thing that always pops into my mind is, talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, I was going to say an actor.
Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, Goose.
He played Goose in Top Gun.
So he did it. He was tall and he had blonde hair.
Yes, yeah, you're 100% right. You were the closest. It's his birthday today.
Nice.
Well, happy
1862.
Birthday.
He was born.
Happy birthday.
Also,
birthday. Doesn't have much hair at all
movie,
now.
Revenge of the Nerds. He was in that. He also, let's see, Northern Exposure. I don't remember him in that one.
Okay.
But yeah, and he also was on ER for 8 seasons.
Right, forever.
Remember
yeah.
Oh, remember big that. Show. Oh. He's great. He's a very good actor. And also the father of Rooster from the new movie.
Yes.
The new Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's a very good one. It's better than good. I thought it would be.
Maverick? Yeah, I think that's fair, Warren. I think we were all anticipating it.
Yeah.
And then even, very delighted how good it was.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we go from that. Happy birthday to him. The only other birthday today that you might know. We didn't know Anthony Edwards. I'm sure. I don't want to say what comes to your mind when I say Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah. He played President Lincoln, didn't he?
Oh, was that?
Did he? No.
I don't know if that. I don't know if he was in that movie or not.
Oh, I thought he was.
Maybe he was.
Oh.
I was. Isn't the.
He's British, isn't he?
British?
British.
I mean.
Oh, you're thinking of, what's his name? Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, am I? Oh, okay.
Abe Lincoln, yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry,
thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Everybody thanks Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah.
I don't know much about what Benedict Cumberbatch was in, but I just know his name is unforgettable.
Yes. It is.
He was into Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Oh, that's
the only thing I can ever think of him in is he was Doctor Strange in all the Marvel movies.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I was thinking of Benjamin Buttons for some reason.
Benjamin Buttons, yeah.
It's not his birthday.
That we're aware of, anyway.
Doggone it.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch did a voiceover work for like an otter documentary or something.
Otter.
For otters?
The creatures?
I think so. It's quite hilarious.
How do you know this fact?
They talked.
He was on, like, I think the Graham Norton show. Overseas.
Yes, but that show, I enjoy watching clips from that show on Instagram.
Yeah, it's great.
He's very funny.
And he was, I think it was an otter documentary that he was doing, and it was just hilarious what they had him do.
Because he's being funny in it, and is he attempting to be funny? I'm assuming, yeah.
Well, no, he's attempting to be serious.
Oh, but it's still funny.
Talking otters.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was on this day in 1954. Elvis Presley, ever heard of her?
Excuse me?
Released his first single by Sun Records.
When?
1954.
Nice.
Well, Elvis. Yeah. It was also on this day in 1966. Frank Sinatra, at the age of 50.
Played golf in Harrington?
No, that's Bing Crosby. Frank Sinatra would not be allowed in Harrington.
My bad.
He was trouble. He ran with the mob, you know.
Well, okay.
Yeah. He did.
I know the story, for crying out loud.
He married 20-year-old actress Mia Farrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
I did.
How about that? When I was a kid, I wanted to marry Nancy Sinatra.
You're just full of tidbits today, aren't you?
I really are.
I had such a crush on her.
Warren's here. It's time to blurt our bio.
Sorry, I just can't help it.
Let's all write down on a piece of paper, if you don't mind, what category you think will be blurted out next on the air.
Oh, good idea.
I mean, we've had food and we've had crushes. Let's see. I think I've got one.
I've got
a category that I'm writing down.
I know exactly what
you write one down, Monty? What do you think?
Types of welders.
Oh, types of welders. That would be a good one. I just put cars. I feel like
that's
what you put, Bruce?
Oh, yes,
Bruce,
yeah. Cars.
What do you think, Steve? What's going to be the next category?
I put street names.
Street names is good,
I went with a classic, Warren.
Please tell me.
Somebody I went to high school with.
And the great news is, even though he knows our categories, he won't be able to help it. He won't be able to stop it. It's just blurting out of the category.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fun.
Hey, Monty.
What?
Forney. Welder.
Types of welders.
Yeah, corny. Oh,
I didn't know where that was going.
Lincoln.
I mean, I'm out. Steve, can you go?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why does Bruce have your shirt, Warren?
Well, it
hand me down.
Yeah.
Or did it shrink?
Kevin James.
Well, and just hanging in the closet, it shrunk.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
It is Beat the Show time. There's a person named Jay on the phone.
Jay!
Yeah, it's a great name.
Hello, hey. Jay.
How we doing?
Oh, hanging in there. How about you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Fine.
Wow. Can I just see a show of hands? Anybody on a scale of 1 to 10 that's in the studio is a 6?
Or less?
How about a 7? 8? 9?
I'm feeling a 9.
1-9, 2-9s, 1-8.
You mean it's how good we are?
No, hey, I meant years good. Old.
Hey, you're still here, right?
I misunderstood.
Jay.
I woke up this morning. That's automatic 7 right
I'm
there.
I'm with you, yeah. Kevin, what are you at a 1 to 10? What are you at? Where are you at? And I actually don't mean your age. I don't mean your age, Kev. I mean, like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good you're doing.
I didn't understand.
Probably a 5.
5?
Oh,
wow, that's sad.
I'm an 8.
Who's that sausage?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's play the game. It's called Beat the Show. You got 7 questions in 60 seconds. Guess what, Jay? You get to have the category of ice cream, and you are challenging the Friday crew. Congrats on your win. Ooh. Guys, go ahead and step on out of the studio.
No, I feel like ice cream they could do well with.
They should. Yeah, they should do well.
Not with my questions.
We'll see how it goes.
How come nobody asked why I was a 5?
We're only on till 10 o'clock.
Well, I know. I actually am pretty much like a 9, but I set a 5 just so I could get attention. And then you say, what's wrong? And then I'll be like, oh, man.
I know better than to ask that question, Kevin.
Why are you a 5, Kevin?
Dang it, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
I fell into the trap.
You are suckered in.
But why are you a 5?
I'm not. I'm a 9.
Attaboy, Kevin. All right, here we go, Jay. 7 questions, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, and let's go.
All righty.
Hold on. Okay, there we go. Turn my mic on. That's
Yeah, that is a troubling thing, yeah.
It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buy an ice cream. Our lyrics in the song, How Your Love Makes Me Feel by what country group?
What in the...
Oh, it's Diamond Rio. It's such a good song.
Pass.
Okay. What preserved fruit is typically on the top of a banana split?
A banana? Oh, no, cherry. Sorry, cherry.
Rachel Green, Monica Geller confront Chandler Bing throughout his relationship issues with ice cream during season 3 of what popular TV show?
Can you repeat that one?
Rachel, Monica comfort Chandler through his relationship issues with ice cream during season 3 of what popular TV show?
Friends.
Mm-hmm. What is the slogan for a Klondike bar?
Oh.
It is a question.
Pass.
What do you call an Italian-style ice cream that starts with the letter G and means frozen?
Gelato? Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump ate a lot of ice cream while recovering in the hospital. Who was in bed next to him?
Sergeant Dan?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Give him one more long question.
Lieutenant Dan?
I'm sorry. In which state?
Lieutenant Dan, yes.
Yeah, that's it. One more.
In which state is Ben & Jerry's headquarters?
Oh. I'm just going to throw out one. Let's say Maryland.
Okay.
Hey, why not?
I don't know what's happening out there, but the raucousness
loud.
Of it was uncontrollable. Yes, yes. Come in before somebody gets thrown out of the building.
Oh, that was funny. I'm sorry, but that was really funny.
Yeah, I don't know what happened out there, but never mind.
No, well, it's worth telling.
I'm willing to listen. What'd you do, Warren?
I was overlooking in the other studio over there.
Yeah, one of the other radio stations?
Yeah, and I said... I said to the guys, I said, hey, there's money on the floor in there. And we were talking about that. And I said, how about if Jay and Kevin were over here? And he says, well, but they need to be able to see producer Steve. And I said, well, they can over here. Well, there's pictures on the window, so you can't see in.
Right.
And I said, I wonder if I should look in there. And Monty goes, yeah, there's nobody in there. And
I knew there was.
And he went,
you got a heart attack.
Oh, my whole body just shivered.
Oh, he knew he was coming, too. He could hear him.
He laughed so hard.
So Sammy was sitting there, and Sam jumped up and scared you.
I'm like, yeah, no, there's nobody in there. I knew Sam was in there.
I deserved it, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah,
you
was
did.
So funny. Sorry. And then the whole floor busted up.
Well, I can hear very loud stuff.
I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
No.
Okay,
it's fine.
Deep breath. Wow. Let's move on.
Okay.
Well, now that you've had a heart attack, good luck with your 7 questions. Who's got the extra? Monty?
Monty, yeah.
Monty's going to start with number 1. Bruce, you'll be number 2.
Oh, good.
And Warren, you'll be 3rd.
Bruce is a good number 2.
Answer only your questions. Pass on your questions if you get stuck. And here we go.
Okay.
It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buy an ice cream. Are lyrics in the song How Your Love Makes Me Feel by what country group?
Florida Georgia Line.
What preserved fruit is typically on top of a banana split?
Strawberries?
Rachel Green, Monica Geller, they confront Chandler Bing through his relationship issues with ice cream during season 3 of what popular TV show?
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
No, that's the name of it.
The witch. Something with the witch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, the witch.
What is the slogan for a Klondike bar?
No. You can't eat just one? No, I don't know.
Yep, that
sounds like
with a Klondike bar.
What do you call Italian-style ice cream that starts with the letter G and means frozen?
I got that one.
Gestapo.
Okay.
Forrest Gump ate a lot of ice cream while recovering in a hospital. Who was in the bed next to him?
Could you say that one more time?
No. No, because it won't matter.
Give him time's up. Anyway.
Give him one more.
George Burns.
Okay, the last one then? Okay.
Yes, please.
In which state is Ben & Jerry's headquarters?
New Jersey.
Thank you for guessing a state. All right, let's see how we do.
Can I say Bruce's?
No, I know what
it is.
Fellas, you did well there. Yeah.
They did something.
You did something. It was amazing. Here we go.
Okay.
It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buy an ice cream, are lyrics in the song How Your Love Makes Me Feel by what country group? Well, Kevin got it right.
Jay passed. Yeah. Not me. Jay on the phone passed. Monty said FGL, and Kevin got it right with...
Diamond Rio.
I knew the lyrics. I just couldn't put. Yeah.
Oh man, it's a great song.
It is.
How Your Love Makes Me Feel. I wanted to trust him.
Right. Well,
that's
fair.
A good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
very
a good call,
fair.
Though. Yeah. All right. 0-0.
What preserved fruit is typically on the top of a banana split?
Yeah, Jay said really? Cherry. After he said banana, and then he realized, no, because he thought maybe it was a trick question. And, and then he's like, no, preserve. It's got to be a cherry. Bruce said strawberries.
It's strawberries.
Well, I don't know.
They're not preserved.
I don't know if anything's wrong with them. I mean,
I like the way Jay takes care of it.
What's the answer, Steve?
Yeah, it is cherry.
Oh, cherry. Oh, cherry. Oh, cherry.
Maraschino cherries. Dang. Maraschino.
One
maraschino?
To nothing for Jay on the phone.
Rachel Green, Monica Geller, they confront Chandler Bing through his relationship issues with ice cream during season 3 of what popular TV show?
Do you know it now, Warren?
No.
It's too bad we can't be friends, Warren.
Friends, Warren.
Oh, Friends.
Friends. Heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Jay heard of it. He got the point on that one.
Oh, piffle. Yeah.
Chandler.
Surprisingly, it's 2-0. Who would have guessed it?
Who's ahead?
Not you.
Oh. What is the slogan?
By the way, your answer of some sort of witch was incredible. I mean, that was something to do with a witch. I don't know.
Doggone it.
Anyway, that was wrong.
Okay.
What is the slogan for a Klondike bar?
Does anybody actually know it who didn't have
I can't remember.
Warren, did you know the Klondike bar slogan?
I don't know. Something.
You sang it.
Klondike bar.
I mean, you're right there. You're literally right at the slogan. It's right before that.
Right.
Would you?
What would you do?
What would you do?
There it is.
For a Klondike bar.
Yeah. I'd eat one is what I do right now.
Jay passed. Monty said Kenny just won. Nobody got a point on that one, but we were all right around it. Still 2-0 in favor of Jay on the phone.
What do you call Italian-style ice cream that starts with the letter G and not frozen?
Yeah, Jay on the phone said gelato.
Yeah, that's what
Bruce,
it is.
Of course, said Gestapo,
which is a great name for ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
Who wouldn't buy that?
Yes.
The Gestapo brand.
What the heck? 1 point, Jay. Wow.
Or maybe many points.
All the points. Yeah, yeah.
Forrest Gump ate a lot of ice cream while recovering in the hospital. Who was in the bed next to him?
Did you know this one, Warren? Ooh. You didn't know this one.
I didn't remember. I mean, I remember the movie, but I don't. No, I don't.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan was in the back. Lieutenant Dan's my roommate. Oh. Love Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan was good.
Yeah, Jay got that point, too. You said George Burns.
I did.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This one is for me. It says, are you going to paint your house this year? Which one of you guys asked that question?
I didn't ask it.
I didn't ask it.
Wait. Why would I do that? That's
Bruce?
That would
never...
Kevin James.
If you paint your house, you want to paint somebody else's.
Oh, I see. I see. That's how that works.
Yeah, practice.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Well,
stat of the day.
The stat of the day is 100% of our games today have been a disaster.
No.
Really?
No, 70%. I felt that the...
which one was good?
You liked Wavelength?
Wavelength was good. I will give you that.
It was a three-way tie. I mean, that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game.
You're right. Wavelength was okay.
What was wrong with Beat the Show?
Oh, yeah. That was a train wreck.
Everything. Not nearly as bad as...
I mean, Jay got 4 right. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, he did all right.
Oh, yeah.
But I just feel like the games have really struggled today. So I've called in a friend of mine to try to help out.
Phone a friend, then.
Okay.
I've talked to Charlie the Coyote.
Oh, boy.
And I've invited Charlie into the studio to host a game called Jeopardy.
Really?
Are you ready for him?
I'm so ready.
Go. There he is. Hi, Charlie.
He's Charlie the Coyote. He's fluffy and he's funny and he eats a lot of candy. He's Charlie the Coyote. He's Charlie the Coyote.
He's Charlie the Coyote.
He's Charlie the Coyote and he's fun.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Charlie.
It's Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
Hello,
what are you doing?
Glad to see you. We're just eating some fruit here and some donuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say something about the fruit and the donuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And eating.
Oh.
Your shirt looks tighter than last time I saw you, Warren.
Okay, Charlie.
Why is that?
Well, this is an old shirt, and it shrunk. It shrunk.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of old stuff in here.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Hi, Bruce.
Oh. Hi, Kevin.
Oh, Charlie.
What? Who's Kevin? This is Charlie. I'm a coyote. You big knucklehead.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Bruce. Why,
Bruce? What? Hey, Bruce, say hi to Charlie.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie. I like candy. Do you like candy?
I don't like candy, no.
You don't like candy?
No. Oh, I wonder. It looked like you might have some in your pocket.
Oh, no.
Because why do you have your hand in your pocket?
Oh, no. What's?
You had Grandpa. I thought maybe you had candy.
Yeah.
Oh. I had some coins in my pocket.
No candy.
Oh, coins. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Do you have a girlfriend yet?
Oh, man.
Why do we got to do this every time, Charlie?
Well, I'm curious. People want to know.
Yeah, they do want to know.
You're
yeah.
just really? Nosy, Charlie.
Hey, do you guys want to play trivia?
Sure.
Jeopardy.
Oh, God.
Okay, I have categories on the board.
Hi, Chuck.
hello, Monty. I did not see you.
Chuck the Coyote.
Where were you at?
I'm right below your computer screen right
now. Oh, hello. Yeah. Do you still live in the woods?
I do live in the woods, Charlie.
Oh, I like the woods.
Coyotes do, yeah.
Do you got? Here's your category: superheroes.
Okay.
Kids movies.
All right.
Kids toys.
Uh huh.
Or random.
Sorry, Charlie, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we would not be out of time if your questions weren't so long on Beat the Show. I was listening. Oh, Steve. What do you want, Warren? Yeah. Pick a category.
Yeah, Warren, what do you want?
Movies. Did you say movies?
Kids movies.
Kids movies.
Oh,
that was a mistake.
Yeah.
That was really a mistake.
Kids movies. Here we go.
Kids movies for 100.
I like it.
What? What are the yellow crazy characters who wear overalls called?
Warren?
I can't think of their names.
You need to. That's part of the game.
I know it is. They're called
can we
Muppets.
Steal?
Muppets is wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Wrong. No candy.
No candy for
Monty,
you.
Monty, do you know it?
Yeah, Minions.
Minions.
That's right.
Monty.
Yeah. Wow. Monty.
Yeah, Monty on the board.
100 points.
Okay.
100 points.
You're in control of the board.
Random, please, Charlie.
Random trivia.
Uh-huh.
For 200, Alex.
Okay.
Okay.
What two colors make orange?
Yellow and red.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Another one for Monty. Good job.
I'm colorblind.
Okay.
I believe it's red and yellow, but it's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Close enough for this show.
I see yellow and red. So.
Bruce, you haven't got to play yet. I feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
Would you like to do superhero?
Yes, let's do superheroes.
Superheroes, Bruce.
Do you
want to
go for 500, 400, 300, 200, 100?
300.
Wow, right in the middle.
Well, heck yeah.
This superhero seems to fly through the air and has Spidey-like senses.
Sure that ain't Spidey?
I don't think it's Spidey.
Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, who would have ever guessed?
Who's your favorite, Bruce?
Your favorite superhero?
Superman.
Charlie!
Superman, do you
Charlie have- is my favorite superhero.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sweet like candy?
Bruce, do you have any Superman sweet? Underwear? I do.
No, sir, I don't.
You want to maybe borrow some of Kevin's? He's not here to wear it, so, you know,
Ooh.
You can maybe borrow some of Kevin's.
Jay, do you want to play one?
Not particularly, but go ahead.
Are
you running out of time? Yeah, I know. I'm fine. Let's play.
Okay, which one? Which category?
Any category for 400, Charlie.
Okay, kids' toys.
Kids' toys for 400, Charlie.
For 400.
Yeah, I like that the best.
Oh, there's a lot of words. With this game console, you hold a controller and play. And you can play things like bowling.
Like bowling?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, there could be a lot of different controllers, but I'm going to go with the Wii. Yes.
Wii.
Wii. Good job.
Wii.
Wii.
Wii. Charlie? Oh, right. Charlie.
Is that spelled W-I-I?
Yes, it is.
That's Wii.
Yeah.
That's, it doesn't look like Wii. It looks like Y. I think you're right, Jay. 1 point.
Yeah, thank you.
So. Okay, for the championship,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay, all right.
Just
random
it out.
Trivia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, first person to answer.
Okay.
Oh, right.
You're not probably going to be first.
Calm down, Bruce.
All right, here we go. Random trivia.
for 500. How many planets are in the solar system? Not including Pluto.
Me first?
Anybody can answer.
Eight.
We got an eight. The correct answer is, what is Uranus?
Okay.
Charlie got you. You guys weren't ready for that.